You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Has a movie ever inspired you to maybe travel somewhere, try something new, even maybe taste something new?
833-287-1037.
I found out something new about my husband after all these years.
How the magic's still there. How long now? 25 years?
We have been together 29 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good for you. That's great.
I didn't know he has had a dream to see, touch, and ride a Frisian horse. And it was all inspired by a movie.
Your husband watched a movie in which someone rode a Frisian?
A Frisian horse, yes.
Frisian horse. What does that
mean? So basically just think of those big, shiny black horses that have the really long tails, the really long mane, and they have the long hair around their hooves. They're beautiful.
So what was the movie?
An 80s movie called Lady Hawk. He fell in love with the Frisian horse.
So you just found this out? Like, you guys were sitting around the house?
No. Here's how it happened. He said, I'm going to meet a Frisian horse today. I'm like, excuse me?
Your husband has the most unique life.
And so a woman that he works out with at the gym, she has one. And he found out about it somehow. They were talking, and she invited him to come out and meet the horse. So he went out the other day to go meet it and get to know it. And the next time he goes out, he's all excited because he'll get to ride it. There are things that we've seen in movies that have inspired us to try something, to go see something, to maybe taste something. How many young men were inspired to join the Navy after seeing Top Gun?
I mean, good Lord, just ask the U.S. Navy. That's why they just basically give Tom Cruise anything he wants for those movies, because he inspired recruiting so much. I feel I feel stupid for saying this. But remember when I told you that when I first went to college, I was a what?
You were going to go into law enforcement,
You always laugh at that. You want to laugh even more? You know why?
Why?
Because I saw the movie Lethal Weapon, and I thought it'd be cool to be a cop.
Okay, see? I mean, movies inspire us to do things, and sometimes it's something like, I just want to be able to see, pet, and ride a Frisian horse. Sometimes it's, I want to become a police officer. Oops, that was a mistake. Or I want to become a Top Gun pilot.
833-287-1037. What were you inspired to do? Maybe you did it, maybe you didn't, but you were still inspired for a little bit by a movie or a TV show.
Sure. Eat, Pray, Love, I bet, inspired a lot of women to maybe travel to Europe. It stars Julia Roberts. Matter of fact, I just saw it like a week or two ago, but it inspired a lot of people to go travel on their own, go find themselves, figure out what they want in life.
833-287-1037. Were you inspired to do anything from a movie that you watched? John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. What movie or television show inspired you, whether it was a minute of inspiration or a lifetime, to do something? Tammy's husband got to pet a horse based on his love of the movie.
A horse. He got the opportunity to meet a Frisian horse.
Did he not pet the horse?
Yes, he
did. Thank you.
Well, there's a difference. There's been plenty of horses in his life.
Let's not nitpick. Yesenia in Chula Vista. Go ahead.
So actually, mine is a show. It's Heart of Dixie, but with Rachel Bilson, inspired me to listen to country music, and I haven't stopped listening to country music since.
Well, thank you, Rachel Bilson.
Oh, thank you to the show Heart of Dixie, and thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you back.
Sarah in Ramona, what movie or television show inspired you to do something?
So it wasn't from a movie or a TV show. I went to Vegas with my family when I was 4, and I saw a balancing act. So when we got home, I stood on a cherry ball and fell over and broke my arm. So that was very short-lived.
Okay, well, Sarah, I too, did something stupid like that, no offense, and got pretty badly injured. I saw footage of a daredevil named Evil Knievel jumping over the Grand Canyon on his motorcycle, and I was inspired to do the same thing on my buddy Norm LeClaire's dirt bike, and there was a log in the middle of the street, and I started riding as fast as I could on this dirt bike, and I hit that log, forgetting the fact that Evil Knievel had a ramp, you see, and I hit that log, and I go over and just completely shattered my elbow in the middle of the street, right in front of my neighbor Ricky's house, who's now my brother-in-law.
Oh, wow.
So what do you know?
That was a lot.
I know. It really is.
Well, at least you flew. It just wasn't successful.
Correct. Thank you, Sarah. Brianna and Claremont, what movie or television show inspired you to do something, and what did you do?
So the one, I haven't done it yet, but the movie I watched is Private Life. And it really made me want to do, get into surrogacy to help other families, have babies.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It's called Private Life?
Yeah, it's about a couple trying to conceive, and they do, the IVF treatment, and it shows, how hard it is for them, and it just made me really want to do that one day.
Oh,
that's really, really admirable.
Yeah, I just had I have two kids, and I just had a pregnancy that I lost, but I would hope to someday do that for somebody.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, it happens.
Well, all different kinds of things that we get inspired by, right? By movies or TV. Right.
John Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.